This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, China's history of being humiliated by the West and how that figures into the Olympics, a conversation with China expert Orville Schell.
It got to be something of a badge of honor to be quite oppressed by these foreign powers, to be victimized, in a certain sense, also to be humiliated.
But first, it may be painful, it may be no fun at all, but go on, lace up your running shoes and start jogging. New research shows that running slows the aging process. That's at least according to a new study out from the Stanford School of Medicine. Eliza Chakravarti is the lead author of that study. So you found that runners have longer lifespans.
Yes.
Did you also found that they suffer from less debilitating diseases?
We didn't look at other diseases, but we looked at our measure of disability. And our measure of disability ranges from 0 to 3, 0 being no disability at all, and 3 represents almost complete inability to do anything without assistance. And over time, we found that the runners had much lower disability rates, and their rates of increasing disability was much slower than the control group.
Now, everyone talks about how running is really bad for the knees and bad for the joints. What did you find there?
We had initially anticipated that the runners were going to have worse osteoarthritis or wear and tear type of arthritis of the knees than the people who didn't run. And we were very surprised to find that there was no significant difference between the groups.
So would there be a minimum? Someone listening to this would say, you know, how much would I have to run to experience these benefits?
The way the study was designed wasn't designed to look at a threshold level. What we do believe, though, is that any form of vigorous exercise or aerobic exercise that gets the heart rate up is beneficial.
So it's not just running. It's any aerobic exercise?
That's what we believe.
What is it about aerobic exercise that confers all these benefits, these anti-aging properties?
This study was an epidemiologic study, so we weren't able to look at that. But there have been other studies and other hypotheses about why exercise is beneficial. And some of this is increasing muscle mass, increasing the strength and the stability of the ligaments that surround the joints. There have also been studies that people who exercise regularly, even in the later years, have increased responses to vaccinations and possibly decreased levels of inflammation that's circulating in their system. Although the study wasn't designed to look at this, it was a nice long-term study that looked at people from the age of about 60 when the study started to about 80. And we were able to show, at least epidemiologically, that there was a definite survival advantage to vigorous exercise as well as a significant decrease in disability or an increase in functional ability.
Now, is it possible that the group of runners is just healthier to begin with? They're eating better, they're not smoking, they are doing other things that could confer these benefits, that it's not just the running?
Absolutely. And in these sort of observational studies, there are always variables that we can't measure and other things that play into why someone would choose to run or participate in vigorous exercise compared to someone who chooses to be more sedentary. The way we tried to approach this and address these issues was severalfold. First, we chose our control group to be very similar to the runners group, meaning they had normal body mass index, were not overweight, had low smoking and alcohol use, were educated, and from similar backgrounds. So we tried to eliminate differences outside of running or vigorous exercise.
Are you a runner?
No.
You're not?
No, Jim Freeze is a very active runner, and he is almost 70.
This is your co-author.
Yes, my co-author. I do aerobics.
Eliza Chakravarti is the lead author of a paper that says running can extend your life and confer significant health benefits. She's also assistant professor of medicine at Stanford University. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.